enormous landscape is carved up into thousands of isolated valleys. Each shelters huge numbers of potential colonizers. Amazingly, 1 in 20 of the world's insect species may live here. As well as almost 300 species of mammal, like the bizarre egg-laying long-nosed echidna. There are even kangaroos that have taken to the trees. Although somewhat precariously. Did any of these animals ever travel east to other islands? Around 300 species of reptile thrive within this hothouse, including the ubiquitous mourning gecko. It is a highly adaptable creature, but did it have the tools, stamina, and luck to survive being a castaway? One animal certainly did. Humans. Despite only arriving in New Guinea 40,000 years ago, humans were soon established throughout the island's maze of hidden valleys. Today, these people are known as Papuans, and together speak over 700 different languages, more than any other island on Earth. Yet despite their mastery of the island, there was one creature they lived in awe of. The giant man-eating crocodile. Even today, young men must endure a brutal initiation ceremony in the belief that they will acquire the strength and guile of these giant reptiles. The chief shaman calls out to the crocodile gods, asking for their blessing and protection. The tribesmen form the sinuous shape of a moving crocodile. At the rear, the crocodile's tail, a court jester lightens the mood. Momentarily. For what follows is a grueling and potentially lethal rite of passage. These young men will be mutilated to resemble crocodiles. The boys are led into the spirit house, running the gauntlet of blows from their elders. Inside, they find sharpened lengths of bamboo. The sacred act of scarring is about to begin. The ritual is a closely guarded secret. Their cuts are thoroughly cleaned. Killer infections are a real danger. They go in as boys, but they come out as men. Crocodile men, with the power to summon the great reptiles. The scars on their back represent the animal's scales. while their chests have become the crocodile's eyes.